We are still at the beginning of this calendar year, the year of our Lord 2026. And of course, what a wonderful way to start the year when we have the Feast of the Circumcision, and then we have the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus tomorrow, and today we celebrate the Immaculate Heart of Mary in this first Saturday of this month and of this year. And of course, I remind you, there are many indulgences to be gained, and the thing that is very important, of course, we have confession, which many of you already went to yesterday, communion for the intentions of the Holy Father and the Church, and the rosary. But we need to want to receive the indulgences and the blessings and graces. It is not just automatic. So it's very important that we desire to receive these graces. And these graces come to us through the Blessed Virgin Mary, who brought us the Son of God, her Son, Jesus Christ. In the intro of today's Mass, the Mass of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, tells us, let us come with confidence to the throne of grace. Now, who is this throne of grace? It is none other than the Immaculate Virgin Mary. She is the throne of grace, and her Immaculate Heart is the throne of that throne. That heart, which was together with the Sacred Heart of Jesus for 9 months, physically, and now, and since then, has been together with him spiritually, and always will be for eternity. And this is what we need to desire and to want, to come to Mary. He that eats me wants more, is always hungry. When we love God, we always want more of God. He that drinks me wants more, is always thirsty. When we thirst for God, we need to thirst always more. And so we receive these gracious and wonderful mysteries from our Lord and through Our Lady. And on this very first Saturday of the month of this year, we need to recommend ourselves to her and to the graces that she brings to us, and to her divine and eternal Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.